Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
NutriMedical Report is hour two on Friday. It is the 29th of June, and we are having the honor of having Keisha Rogers here as an independent candidate, again, independent candidate for Trump, believe it or not, against Mr. Green. And, of course, Mr. Green is an interesting guy in the Democratic Party, and I'll be helping Keisha not only in doing some simulcast videos, but in every other way possible to make sure she becomes the representative in Congress for Houston. Tell us the background of the whole thing and what your platform is, because many of it involves things like the Lewis Foundation, which you belong to, things like the Glass-Steagall Bill, collaboration and trade rather than war with Russia and China, and many other things we have in common with Harley Schlanger, Linda LaRouche, and Helga Zepp LaRouche. And, of course, you are also very much against a lot of the craziness that's going on in the Democratic Party. Tell us what's going on in terms of your battle against Mr. Green.
Hello, Dr. Bill. How are you?
Wonderful.
Well, we're having a good time taking on Mr. Al Unseen Impeach Trump Green, who is not going anywhere with that.
He's managed to sequester up to 60 members. Repeatedly to try to impeach Trump, even before the Mueller investigation was completed, which found no evidence. But he's I call a rabid Congress critter. And rather than calling them Congress men or women, I'm going to call them that are completely unhinged, Mad Maxine. In fact, I couldn't really get over it. It was so entertaining watching Trump talking at the Fargo, North Dakota, where my mama was born in Fargo back many years ago, that she was born in 1926 in Fargo, that here's Trump talking to the people of the audience there about Mad Maxine and Nancy Pelosi and how important it was to keep them employed. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, well, no, I don't think so, because these guys, especially even Pelosi, is wants to distance herself from Maxine Waters when she's over here inciting violence. But I have to tell you, look, the population's sick and tired of it. They're fed up with it. They're looking for leadership who is going to provide solutions. And when I decided to run against Al Green in the 9th Congressional District as an independent, which I've been fighting alongside, as many people may know, Mr. Lyndon LaRouche, promoting the economic policies for bringing, for stopping the looting of Wall Street and the financial interests, defending this president, President Trump, against the onslaught of the coup, which has absolutely shown itself as completely corrupt and more than just biased. They didn't expect that the president would get this far. and that he would have make such great strides in improving our country. And so the key right now is that what we need to make sure of is not only that the president is defended, but the right policies and the right people are in there to actually help fight alongside him. And when he said he was for Glass-Steagall banking reorganization during his campaign prior to his presidency,
right,
this is what sort of turned the tide. And the fact that he has been calling for cooperation with nations such as Russia and China and not
right.
seeing them as an enemy. And this whole witch hunt by Robert Mueller, what we call the amoral legal assassin, put out the dossier exposing the corruption and the lies of Robert Mueller. I mean, this, with my campaign and what we're doing as a movement nationally really signifies the fight for the type of leadership and what has to be done and getting people to recognize what we're really up against.
Right. Well, what I think is happening is we're seeing the, how can I say it, the exposure of the roots of the Democratic Party and the old, dead GOP Republican Party, because they're now completely replaced. The fact is, there's some rhino Republican hang-ons that are going to face the reality that are going to be gone. Things like Ryan, who's trying to probably go into the private sector and make money. We have the crazy Democrats that have gone so far left now that their policies are not rational. They're committing geopolitical Harry Caray. We've got Al Green, whose policies are plainly insane. His whole approach to the idea, we need to impeach Trump. Look, if Trump wore an Obama outfit so he looked like Obama, and he put in the same policies, he'd be all for it. The fact is that much of the things dealing with immigration and so on were far worse under Obama and even George Bush. But the fact is what he's doing, that Trump's doing this, ticking them off, is he's going after the bankers who run the bubble economy. He's going after the crazies that want to continue fighting with PNAC to make sure we have a conflict with Russia and China eventually over the years and decades that will result in a thermonuclear war and a expansion of much of the human race because we haven't decided to trade and do other things and transfer technology. Not only that, we can't protect ourselves from galactic and solar events such as approaching Apophis 11 years from now. The chances of a Carrington-like solar coronal mass ejection event or any other kind of issues like the Chelyabinsk asteroid that arrived just a few years ago, what's going on is we're not preparing for anything. And even, for example, right now, we talked about this on previous shows with yourself and with Harley. We need to start becoming a star-based people. I mean, the fact he called for Space Force just last week, I know because I had classified clearance. We've had a Space Force up for decades, but the whole space program went dark under Barack Obama. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
That's right. And that's what people, many people on your show and remember me for, is when I ran to oppose the policies in the Democratic Party, running in the real tradition at that time of the Democratic Party of Lincoln, of Franklin Roosevelt and John F. Kennedy, and, you know, the party of the people,
right,
and called out Obama on his criminality and his corruption and the lies that led to the shutting down of programs within NASA. And I'm continuing in my independent campaign to actually fight against such hypocrisy and such policies that are taking away the future of our nation. Yes, we have to have a space program, and I just had a meeting here in my district to educate the population, and especially get young people excited, get them a sense of optimism about the future that we have to be fighting for. And they're concerned about what's happening in the world. They're concerned about the job opportunities, about how our food is going to be produced. And they're concerned about what the world is going to look like for them. But I can say now that the direction that we're going, which we've been fighting for, my campaign and my collaboration with Mr. LaRouche and his organization, for what we're seeing right now coming into fruition. And I'm really excited because people have to think not locally. Look, someone like Al Green is just, he's a completely unseen grandstander, who is not addressing the needs of his population, of the constituency. But a lot of people, in order to know what is really going on, what's emerging, they have to look beyond just their local environment and the survival, and actually start to look at that there is a fight underway, where we now have come to a period where everything we knew of how politics and how the geopolitical system controlled and worked and manipulated everything, that's crumbling, right? So
yeah.
This meeting with President Putin and Trump, the President of the United States and the President of Russia, this is a groundbreaker that is going to happen, whether or not the enemies of this administration want it to happen or not. And it's going to
exactly.
be the best interest of the people of the ninth congressional district and the nation.
Absolutely. If you get
I'll
in,
you
things
that.
Are going to change in this country. Welcome back, and so let's talk about this specific list of items that Al Green has that you oppose and why you oppose them. Pick out the top three or four items that you think need to be dealt with that neither the Democratic Party or the old Republican Party are dealing with. Trump's trying to, and he's accomplished quite a bit considering all the distraction with the Russiagate foolishness and the old GOP party, but primarily the Democrats are unhinged right now, especially after Justice Kennedy decided to retire. They know
right.
It's extremely likely that a number of things will change. If we have to return to a humble but constitutional judicial department, they won't be legislating from the bench like Ruth. I've changed her name, by the way, from Bader to Gator. I think it's much more appropriate. Gator Binsburg. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think what's more important, because besides me going through what Al Green, because the list is short of anything that he represents as positive, because
right.
he is a pawn of Wall Street and the financial interest. And the, you can look on the guy's website. The only thing he's talking about is hashtag impeachment is not dead. It's completely ludicrous. But I can tell you what I am going to do, what I'd like to see happen in our country, and why a lot of people are supporting my campaign, which is that we need a real economic solution that's going to put people back to work in productive jobs. You know, I'm with what the president is saying has to be done on stopping the drug trafficking into our country. But also, how do you do that? Well, you should look at my platform on what I called for in a statement I just wrote dealing with this, the economic solution to the border crisis, because, you know, the border crisis, people try to blame this on Trump and try to make it a issue of a current events, but it's not. This has been our looting economically, economic ruin, drug trafficking, and wars within, against nations for, you know, Ibero-America, in South Central America, in Africa. And we're watching as babies are crossing and everyone else crossing the Mediterranean and not making it, trying to escape for some better life. But why don't we create the conditions? And I work with the leading economists of the world, American statesman and physical economist Lyndon LaRouche, who has been calling for platforms that would have helped prevent this type of tragedy.
Right.
We could have eradicated the drug crops already. We could have actually had an OASIS plan for development in the Middle East. We could have had the plan that he was proposing with President Lopez Portillo to have a new financial monetary system, basically to wipe out the IMF speculating and looting against nations such as Mexico and other countries in Latin America. But we didn't do that. And so now what we have to do, and what we're seeing the potential for happening is an emergence of a new paradigm of mutual economic development and collaboration. So, you know, what this meeting that just took place with Trump and the President Trump and the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, was a first step in that. His collaboration with China is very important. But what we need right here in the United States as we build these relations is we have to go back to an American system policy of economics. We need Glass-Steagall, wipe out the speculation, immediately start to invest credit in our own national infrastructure. We need a science driver approach for, you know, advancement in nuclear and fusion technologies. And those breakthroughs are going to spread throughout our entire economy. We're not just talking about building power plants. We're talking about increasing our medical technology, increasing our ability to have more young people interested in the study of sciences, biomedical sciences, or in space sciences, or what's going to improve the life expectancy of our population. Let's get excited and get excited about actually being productive citizens again. And we can do that. It's not something new. It's been our tradition going back to the foundation of our first Treasury Secretary, Alexander Hamilton.
I think that we have enough innovative people, but the problem is the idea amplification system is literally squashed by excessive regulations by multiple presidencies as Trump's reversing. It's squashed by the bubble economy that literally invests in other banks and buyback of stocks. It doesn't invest in the guy that's working in, let's say, a factory for 10 or 12 years who developed a new technology in his garage that needs to become a small, medium, then a large business, or someone like myself with biomedical technology that needs to transform healthcare. The problem is we need what LaRouche talks about, which is like a Hamiltonian system for the 21st century to amplify the nature of ideas and convert them into reality. For example, here in America, we don't have high-speed rail. I think it would be a very good idea to get work visas for thousands of Chinese engineers and technicians to bring them here to help build a high-speed rail. I think that we need to have biomedical technology that we're developing in Ohio come to China to deal with their giant population that they can't take care of. I think that we need to start collaborating across state and international lines and having the protection of the intellectual property. But people don't understand when you bring and help people leapfrog forward. For example, I found out about high-speed rail. The high-speed rail technology originally came from Bombardier in Quebec, Canada, and from Europe. But when that technology was brought to China, they had so many engineers, it didn't take long at all for them to add another 90 kilometers per hour speed and more safety features to their high-speed rail system so that they were actually safe. Now, they have, I don't know how many thousand miles, but it's a lot in China. And their plan is to have in the next 5 years something like another 40,000 miles of high-speed rail. We need to have recycling pathways underground for recycling every material back to its atomic, you know, cubes, if you want to call it, in the factory. So if you want to order a certain mineral or plastic or whatever, you don't have to necessarily pull it from the ground or whatever anymore. You've recycled it. It already is present in some storage area because we've recycled 100% of every single product. We don't have more plastic than fish in the ocean. We have to also start realizing that there are smart people, innovative people everywhere, but we have to have an amplification technology that can take a good idea. For example, I've developed technology which I've got patents on, my Red Deer Velvet. I'm also patenting my epigenetic frequency therapy, which can not only be used for human beings in health, but also animal husbandry and the growth of plants. I've literally hacked actually how genetics regulate gene induction for every living thing. And I'm going to have patents on that. But to see, without a system like the LaRouche system of ideas amplification and cross-pollination with other nations and people of different languages.
Yeah, because what are we really talking about doing here? We're talking about putting an end to poverty once and for all. And it's not just, you know, some kind of slogan that, you know, that, and we're not, you're not going to do that by, you know, saying, you know, here, give 19 cents or 20 cents or whatever here and there and, you know, feed the children or, you have to actually have a national program or a national credit system that's going to invest in the productivity of our agriculture, our food, increase the productivity of society all around. And
plus, we have to be creative, and 90% of the new jobs and new ideas and new technologies and new applications in the future, 10 years from now, haven't even been invented. We need to be creative engineers of the future. first question I'm going to ask is, if you pick two or three items that Al Green is picking out and what his statements are, if you can do kind of like a précis or kind of summary of it, how would you come against those, say, two or three main points that he and the uber left within the Democratic Party want to do that's destructive not only to America, but the future of mankind and the world? Because what people have to understand, we as a nation, one of the reasons why America is great is because America had a vision that transcended beyond skin color, previous station in life, or whether or not you were born as a royal. It had a vision of that the future was created by us inventing ourselves into a future we can create. Like the quote from the Bible, now they are in one place and of one tongue, nothing shall be withheld from their imagination. I'm quoting right out of the Bible. And what I want to say is in 2050, here's a vision I have for the world, a vision that's good, not a bad one. In 2050, the population of Earth is stabilized at, say, 12 billion people, but we stabilize the ecosphere so that the oxygen concentration isn't dropping on the planet, which has dropped from 21 to 19%. The benthic layer of the oceans are healthy, and we removed all the plastic from the ocean, so there's more fish in the sea than plastic now. We have an ozone layer that's come back, and we have stabilized the world climate with climate control satellites and so on that can increase the water production. We also have primary water from oasis areas around the world, so there's no areas where there's water deficiency. We're growing food by not only hydroponics and hyperhydroponics, but also growing food that's mineralized, non-toxic, and improves the health of the population. We've stopped creating genetically modified monocrops, which are dangerous for the world's supply of food. We've actually made sure that we can eliminate poverty because we have, for example, in America, a reverse tax. So if you have a lower IQ or lower capacity to make money, we'll top it up. We'll also make regulations to make it reasonable, not through totalitarian regimes, reasonable to everybody to have housing and food and health care, basically at a thing like a value-added tax, not a top-down control system where the government or a bunch of pinheads determine what the standard of care is, but epigenetic medicine where you go and test people long before they have symptoms, and we intervene so people have long lives. And then it says in the Bible, though those years, someone dies at 100, it shall be considered the years of a child. And we're now at the highest number of centenarians in human history in America. It's my guess we're going to see the events in the next number of years. And again, remember, being 2018, it's only 32 years away from 2050. I want to see that the fastest growing population of intelligent and healthy people are elderly that are approaching 100. I want to see people going back into sports and business and passing on wisdom to the population. And just like in the seats in Georgia, there's two seats in the Georgian parliament. You can't sit in them unless you're 100 years of age. I want to see a population where we're not only colorblind, we're also national blind to the idea that because someone is born in China or we're dealing with technicians, we've got PDAs and so on that can immediately translate to every language so that we are one people of one language on planet Earth, and we have a one Earth policy to protect us from space wars with our space force and so on. It's not just a U.S. force, but we don't have weapons to kill each other from space as well as nuclear weapons. We've stopped the proliferation of nuclear weapons, chemical and biological. We don't live in a matrix where they control everything, and we don't live in a scalar world that's disrupting our DNA. That's what the world I want to see in 2050. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that's the problem is right now we don't have a long-term vision for the country. And this is what, especially the American people, because we've been so conditioned to live from day to day, you know, not sure what the next day or what the next week or the next check is going to look like. And so, and you look at what the population's being bombarded with right now, that a lot of the positive direction that's going on, many people are being isolated or it's kept from the population.
Right.
Because you look at what the Congress members should be focusing on in terms of legislation for passing Glass-Steagall, for increasing the funding to our farmers, and for making sure that our food production is improved, making sure that our school and our education system is not being torn apart. But they can't focus on any of these things because we're, you know, with the Al Green, who I'm running against, is nothing more than a part of this coup, FBI coup and witch hunt against the president. That's right. What they're focusing on.
It's right. But they're trying to do is they want to go back to a
money is going toward.
They want to go back to a state where the deep state, which is the banker state, and the intel agencies, the cabal, literally sets up that eventually we'll go from a lack of trade and co-responsibility for planet Earth to eventually this chemical, biological, nuclear war or proxy wars through little nations like North Korea. And the devastation of the world economy is driving people from Central America. People have to understand we're partly responsible for why Central Americans are trying to get into America, because we're either by omission or commission, we've actually created the conditions to force them to try to come and survive by coming to our country in desperation. And if we change the whole modus of the world economy, we don't have that. If we can help to get rid of the drug cartels, rebuild our own country, make sure America does have borders, we bring in people on work permits like Bracero 2. And like, I don't want to see separation of kids and parents. I want them to be bused. Instead of coming across the desert with coyotes, I want to see them bused from their home country to work once they get a work permit. And they come to a work area, say, in California picking fruit. We send them back to by a bus and bottle of water to their home country. They've got money. We help them build their farms. We help them build homes. I mean, Trump is a builder. I want to see high-speed rail so someone someday can get on a train in Dublin, Ireland, or in Norway. And I want to see them travel across the Trans-Siberian Railway, across the Bering Strait, and land up, let's say, 2 days later in New York City. I wanted to see be able to travel the world literally, and even to go on near space holidays. I want them to be on zero gravity holidays. I want people to visit colonies on Mars and the moon. I want us to terraform asteroids in the next 30 years. I want us to see a world where not only there's no poverty, but we don't have any shortage of intelligence or epigenetics to allow people to download language skills and skills into their brain directly and become an expert in anything, anytime. I want to see a world where
have a shortage in resources because it doesn't exist, right?
Right. I want to see a change in the whole idea of education where it's not just online, but it's on cortical. But I don't want a matrix where they monitor every thought I have. I don't want a system where they try to balkanize us by our skin color or national language or whatever, or our geopolitical system, which is always luciferic, which is dialectics of opposition. Why don't we find the common ground that we are one, literally, living organism into the past, present, and future called humankind? How about looking at us that way? If we look at ourselves that way, we'll stop this balkanization. Yes, you can have nation states that represent the people, but the problem is the politicians are not the solution. It's the visionaries, the high priests of vision, like yourself and LaRouche, that will envision a future that is said, my people perish for lack of vision. If we have vision, which LaRouche has had,
through that's going to make that type of future happen, and you need
right.
leadership in Congress who's going
right.
to do that.
So what Al Green is lacks vision. Yeah, he lacks vision. Yeah. He lacks the idea of vision of a world where we don't speculate with the economy and take other OPM, other people's money, and speculate to buy and sell stocks and amalgamate corporations. We don't allow giant corporations to be like intel agencies like Twitter and Facebook and Google to become long arms of the deep state and the intel agencies trying to control our very thoughts and what we buy. We don't want to wipe out small business while we allow large online businesses like Amazon take over everything and not even tax them so they get away with murder. Right?
Yeah. And people should go to my website, KeishaRogers.com. You should get active. I really encourage everybody, even if you're not in the 9th Congressional District, if you're in the 9th Congressional District and you live in the Houston area, please call my campaign. Get active with it. I'll give you the number now, 713-999-3716. And go to my website at KeishaRogers.com. Contribute, because Al Green has made millions as one of the fifth or sixth richest Congress members from Texas here. Why sitting on the Financial Services Committee making millions of dollars doing nothing except for kissing the rear end of the Wall Street speculators. So,
right.
And he might try to say that he's for something like Glass-Steagall, but actions speak louder than words. He hasn't
right.
done anything about it.
Yeah.
You could put your name on anything.
Yeah.
But what has
right.
he done? So, this is something that I will fight for when I get into Congress, you know, to make sure not only do we need Glass-Steagall, we should have a new PCORA commission that actually, you know, puts these Wall Street speculators and criminals on stand. You know, these people should go to jail.
Absolutely. I can hear some music there. I wonder why the music's popping in. We're ready. So now, Keisha, in your platform, and again, we have your website, and I like you to repeat the website address. What would you say to people between now and 2018 and 2020 that they need to do for us to imagine a future where it's safe, where there's not only more jobs, but the money that came in with the tax reform and the new jobs doesn't just spread to America and the lower classes. There's a lot of poor people here, a lot of people desperate to try to come here. There's 60 million people worldwide that are basically potential asylum seekers. Most of the people that apply for asylum in America really aren't asylum seekers. They're seeking work and prevention of starvation. We want to also block and vet people that are criminals that don't get here. We do want protection of intellectual property, which I'm thinking Trump, I'm sure, will get sorted out with Marco Rubio and so on, China. We need to industrialize the world, not necessarily to make, you know, bigger weapon systems and bigger aircraft carriers. For example, the very fact that large aircraft carriers and so on are being built by Russia and China doesn't make sense with the hypersonic cruise missile and hypersonic torpedoes we have. And basically what we should start to realize is the human race is war is obsolete. Technology is going to take us places we do or don't want to go, whether it's the change in the biology, because we've become the masters of not only our own genetics, but our epigenetics, and whether or not we create a world that's safe for all living things on Earth and the human race as we spread out to the stars. And we're not prepared for that. We're not prepared for people that have, let's say, access to all the data in the world they can download directly to their cortex. We're not prepared for the fact of changing our genetics not only to wipe disease, but to wipe out aging. Are we prepared for a world where human beings don't age anymore? Are we? I don't think so.
Well, the question is, though, physical aging or mental aging, because a lot of people who are sitting around in their 20s and 30s have the mindset, you know, they're aging they're aging faster because they don't have that creative, playful mindset. You know,
right.
To keep them young is what I'm saying. But
right.
on what you just said, though, is, look, the reality is we are at a groundbreaking historic moment. That's what people have to understand. You know, it's not about, you know, I can go through more details about after Putin made his March 1st speech, how that was a complete transformation in terms of the military capabilities, their advanced a weapon system, but
right.
You know, people can look at that, but the reality is that's neither here nor there, because we have a change in the relationship, because we do want to, as Mr. LaRouche said, make nuclear weapons completely obsolete, you know, do away with, you know, mutually assured destruction where nations are trying to press a button to blow each other up. But could we be cooperating around a strategic defense initiative, a strategic defense of Earth, for what is in the common interest of the protection and defense of mankind as a whole against
right.
common...
Well, it was actually mentioned at the time when Lyndon was there at the meeting with senior generals and Ronald Reagan, and they talked about things like brilliant pebbles. I've come up with a technology because I worked with the scientists and technicians as their doctor at U.S. Space Command and Missile Defense Command, and I've come up with a thing called laser net interferometry, which I'm going to send a complete package of PowerPoint to the president. If they put my version of brilliant pebbles in space, which is called laser net interferometry, with Gerald Bull super cannon and net systems to grab any missile, whether it's carrying a chemical, biological, or scalar weapon, because remember, weather weaponry are earthquake weaponry and space-based killer weapons and so on that can be very subtle, don't necessarily have to have a missile on them, are in the future. And we have to decide that we're going to neutralize all of these for all nations. Then the idea of disassembling nuclear plants and nuclear missiles and so on makes total sense. Even, for example, Einstein made the comment, why boil water with fissionable material? We already know they're trying to hide the fact for 60 years we've had tokamak fusion reactors. I've come out for 9 years telling people how to build one because I have a background in nuclear physics. And 2 years ago, Lockheed Martin came out with a plant 28 by 32 feet that could create power for 80,000 homes. We already have mining operations on the moon. People don't want to believe we're still there. They think we haven't gone back. But yet the power that we use in our systems to get there was less than our watches on our hands 30 years ago. The fact that they hide the space program is an obscenity, when in fact going out into space is probably the only way the human race is going to survive living on Earth.
Yeah, and China is leaping forward with that initiative.
Well, they're not holding back. They actually assigned 4 years ago 3,500 scientists to make tokamak fusion reactors, and they've even talked about mining helium-3 in the moon because they got it from our servers on our classified servers, and they're not hiding it like we are. The Chinese are just roaring ahead, aren't they?
They are, and that's what we need to do in the United States, and we can be doing that, and we can be actually giving our citizens a better future if they weren't bombarded by a coup from the mass media of corrupt media on both sides, but also against the president that you're seeing, right? The operation against the president. But the key thing.
Well, that needs to stop after these meetings. They should stop this Mueller interrogation. Now, the reason why Mueller's doing this.
Oh yeah.
Is if you look at the documents that you posted up or up on LaRouche, and you have a dossier on this. Mueller is so damn guilty of so many major criminal activities in the federal government. The man, if they started an independent counsel to review him, he would go to prison and wear an orange jumpsuit for the rest of his days on Earth. He's a criminal.
Yeah, we know. And, well, look, this thing is coming to a head. It's coming to an end right now because, look, the DOJ has now been told that they have to submit to the subpoenas that have been requested of them by the Intelligence Committee, by the Intelligence Committee in the Congress, and
right.
They said, look, we don't want to hear any more of this, we have something on Trump and Russian collusion, and prove it. We've seen nothing.
They're not trying to hide it for national security. They're trying to hide it for embarrassment. And the amazing thing is these are often appointees by Trump, including Mr. Ray and even Rosenstein, who was appointed indirectly. And the fact is that this kind of behavior, they're trying to not protect the agency. They're trying to protect specific individuals in the agency that are part of the deep state. It's like an embedded tumor with metastases and tentacles everywhere. And the practice, even the Rhino Republicans, even appointed by Trump, are trying to protect the very agencies that are the source of this problem. That's why what I'm worried about is in 2025, when the second term of Trump's over, if we don't clear the swamp of these monsters that are deeply embedded, both Democrat and Republican, inside the deep state, the monster is going to come back from the swamp. It'll be like one of those B-movies.
Yep, you're right. And that's why, like I said, people, I need the backup of those in the 9th Congressional District and throughout the nation, because the key to what I'm doing is I'm spearheading a campaign for the future. This is the platform that myself, in collaboration with candidates working with the LaRouche movement, on this campaign for the future to promote the four economic laws of Lyndon LaRouche: Glass-Steagall banking reorganization, wipe out the Wall Street speculation, put a firewall of protection back in our banking system, go with a federal credit program to increase the productivity of our economy, high-speed rail systems, nuclear power, advancements in creating more productive jobs. And we need a vibrant space program. I mean, it's very simple, a platform, that this would bring optimism to the country if we were discussing this in Congress and not seeing every single day a brawl going on over just complete insanity.
Well, it's a distraction. It's a distraction from a reality. If I was to lay out all the potential disasters that could happen in the rest of the 21st century to the human race on Earth, both internally created, agriculturally created. For example, most people don't realize the amount of farmers in America committing suicide is enormous. It's spiking dramatically because we've set up financial conditions that make it impossible for farmers to make a profit. We've also got trade wars going on right now. Canada thinks it's justified.
That's what we were fighting for, farm parity
with our other countries like Canada and Europe. That way everybody will benefit, okay? And the farmers won't commit suicide. And we'll have clean food. We have to stop the lobbyists and why I call the district or criminals forcing toxic vaccines, toxic GMO food by nations like,
that's right.
You know, Monsanto, I call Mount Satan, and they're genetically modified seeds from hell. I call the seeds of famine. I mean, this rationality needs to proceed. We need to stop with distractions and food fights in Congress and get down to business, right?
Yep.
Glass-Steagall, International Trade.
KeishaRogers.com
is the website. We're going to get you back on, Keyshawn. We'll also be doing some simulcast videos. We need to actually promote you against Al Green and the craziness. They're not. I wouldn't have come left or right. I just call them the sad sack of witches, the people that...
I tried other brands, but I...
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.